Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach here with Grant Cardone. I am bringing you weekly sales solutions, sales tips, sales strategies, and a couple attitude adjustments from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. 80% of what we do here, 100% free. So the purpose of the podcast is to make sure that the free stuff we're putting down, you are picking up and plugging it into your sales, your business, and your life, and you're getting some results from it. So thank you so much in advance for hitting that subscribe button. And if you're getting some value from this, please do me a favor. Make sure you're sharing this out into the cyberspace so that other folks can benefit from it too. Now, today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to avoid asking somebody what their budget is. But first, a word from our sponsor. Today's episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast is brought to you by Cardone University. This is the number one sales, marketing, and business training program on the planet today. This is how you can increase your income and grow your sales today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not yesterday, today. Here's what you get. Access to over 800 plus sales, marketing, and business courses, private Cardone U Connect community over on the Facebook, exclusive Grant Cardone live streams, private Q&A sessions with Grant and the sales team, never before released content, access to live weekly training sessions, and special membership pricing on all products and events. This is everything that you need to run a business and a household in 2021. Literally, self-improvement on steroids. Cannot wait to have you get on this journey with us, okay? Don't miss this opportunity. What the opportunity is, you testing the water, putting a toe in for 14 days. 14 days free, our gift to you. Get in there. Go get some results with it. And if you love it, you got to keep it. You want to have it. It's only $97 a month thereafter. That's month to month. Cancel any time. If you don't need 2 weeks because you already know it's the right thing for you, you can get started immediately for only $59 a month. That is month to month. Cancel any time. Head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneU free. That's CardoneSolutions.com/Cardone, the letter U, the word free. CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneU free. Get started today. Do it. Okay. How do you avoid asking what's your budget? First question I want to have for you. When somebody rolls up to you in a store and they're like, hey, you're calling in for a price or something, and they're like, well, what's your budget? What are you looking to spend? They're like, hey, how much is this? Well, what were you looking to spend? What kind of payment are you looking for, man? These are qualifying questions that sales folks tend to ask with great frequency. They are also, ironically, even with the best of intentions, they're setting the wrong tone for the customer and the salesperson. Have you ever asked that question and got an answer that you liked? Okay. In a selling situation, it is very easy for us to get all caught up in the price. Okay. And price gets to become one of these sort of like never-ending cycles. Salespeople will tell you that the customer only wants the best price, and the customer will probably concur. However, keep in mind, more often than not, the industry itself has trained the customer to function this way. If you like look at all the advertising that goes out, then consider how often people pay more for the right product, the right service, the right experience. I mean, if it was really all about price, would there even be a Waldorf Astoria? Why would Mercedes-Benz even be in business if it was all about price? How does Disneyland stay open? How does a place like Nordstrom's, Neiman Marcus, Tiffany, how do these guys stay open, even during this time? How do you make sense of like a $7 latte? Okay, price is a myth. Okay, however, let's not misunderstand each other though, because for a lot of folks, literally understanding someone's budget, understanding the wherewithal, how much money they have to have, it's essential to making a sale, to put somebody on the right product. Okay? You as a salesperson, you need to be sure that you're showing somebody the right product. And so it bodes, why wouldn't you just come out and say, what have you budgeted for this widget? Right? Ma'am, how much are you looking to spend? At its simplest, this is a catch-22. Bottom line, though, it's an insulting question. Let's refer to the sales expert on this one. This is Grant Cardone, the sales expert. So if you go crack open his book, Sell or Be Sold, If you reference Sell or Be Sold, Grant tells salespeople, treat him like a millionaire. All of them. Everyone, except, well, for millionaires. How do you want to treat a millionaire? Like a billionaire. Right? Makes sense? Okay. So Grant will also say that people will act according to the salesperson's attitude, meaning treat them like they can buy and they will buy. No customer ever wants to be made to feel poor, like they can't afford it. And so by you asking a customer about their budget, it puts a limit on everything. What they can spend, what a salesperson is going to show, how well they're going to service them after the sale, like everything. So now, with all this being said, wouldn't it help though? Really? I mean, like, wouldn't you like to know what their budget is? I mean, doesn't that seem like valuable information? As a salesperson, it's so important that we're showing the right product, that we've qualified, I got somebody who can buy something here, right? So how does a professional salesperson understand their buyer better and make sure they're introducing them to the right product and the right service? Simple. Figure out, are you ready? Figure out their current situation. As an example, in a furniture store, customer comes in. They're looking for nightstands. The salesperson could say, what are you looking to spend? Which then limits the entire scenario. What if the professional salesperson instead asked the following questions? Have you ever shopped with this before? What kind of nightstands do you have now? What do you like about them? Where did you get those? Where do you normally shop for furniture? Is this for an apartment or a house? What other furniture do you have in your bedroom now? What do you like about your bedroom right now? What do you not like about your bedroom right now? How big is your bedroom? In addition to the nightstands, is there anything else you'd like to change or add to your bedroom? See, now these are questions that stimulate a conversation. Will the salesperson be able to isolate the client's budget just based on deductive reasoning, Sherlock? When somebody says, hey, what kind of nightstands do you have now? If the client says solid oak nightstands, they've been in the family for 60 years, my son's getting married, moving out, taking them with them, it's a family tradition. What did you just learn? Well, you probably learned that money's not going to be the issue here. What if the buyer says, well, typically we buy furniture over at swap meets and thrift stores. What'd you learn there? What do you like about your bedroom now, Mr. Customer? Well, to tell you the truth, we hate it. All our pieces are hand-me-downs. My wife and I are looking to recreate our bedroom, and we're doing it one piece at a time because, wait for it, we're on a limited budget. Aha! Holy crap, they brought it up themselves. Why? Because the salesperson, the professional salesperson, asked questions that showed that he or she was genuinely interested in them, not their wallet. And therein lies the moral of the story. Show genuine interest in your buyer. Treat them like they can buy and they will buy. Professional salespeople look to serve, and they look to help first, knowing that the commission will show up on its own and take good care of itself. So will the budget. And this has been another exciting episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. Thank you so much for being here and listening. What'd you get out of this one? Huh? Are you going to sort of revamp maybe some of your fact-finding questions? And speaking of fact-finding, would you like some complimentary training on fact-finding? If so, that Cardone University thing I was mentioning to you earlier has a full course on asking the right questions that don't have anything to do with asking what's your budget. So you can get free access to that for 2 weeks if you'd like, and all you got to do is head on over to cardonesolutions.com/cardone, the word free. Head on over there to get yourself free access to Cardone University and tune up them fact-finding skills so you'll never have to ask what's your budget ever again. And be great, because nothing else pays. Thank you for listening. See you soon.